Hi there. Oh my goodness. I am just so excited again to share what I have to share today. So let's begin by placing our hands on our heart. Take some nice full deep breaths. Breathe here into this moment. Allow your attention to fall from your thoughts down into your heart, where love lives and truth speaks. This is so interesting. I feel like I am just literally becoming born again, not in a religious sense, but in this, oh my gosh, so much has happened in my life in the last years. And what I'm recognizing is I lost the spark for life. I lost the belief in miracles. I really, really did. And oh my gosh, I am like so ready to excel and create something so new, so magical, so freaking beautiful. And I have to thank Joe Dispenza, because I've been doing so many things since 2007. I've been doing this for 17 years now. And then I stumble upon Joe Dispenza's work. I know I've shared this, but, you know, a few months ago, I was like, I've got PTSD, and I really needed to figure out how to heal from that. Not really knowing that I could or if I could. But like I said, I found this series on Gaia. And the first extended interview was with Joe Dispenza. And I'm kind of a stubborn person. I wanted to go through all of the 48 interviews because I wanted to see life from all of these different perspectives. And there were so many beautiful people with beautiful stories and beautiful, you know, businesses that they've created because of their challenges. But the one that interested me the most was Joe Dispenza, because that is the work I used to do. I used to teach this work for years. I taught a workshop called Mindscape, and it was about building your intuition. It was about healing yourself. It was about healing others. And for whatever reason, I'm not even going to get back into the story of it all, but for whatever reason, I started to do other things. I went on this new path of, you know, going through my own health crisis and life challenges. And here I am back in this space where it's like, holy shit. This stuff is so beautiful. This life is so powerful. And I have not been lit up because of the things that have happened. Not because of the things that have happened, but because I lost my way along the way. And that's okay. The beautiful thing about this that I really became aware of last night is, I know I've said this before, but the awareness I had last night was much deeper, that we create this all for ourselves because we are spirit. And as spirit, you know, that is this creative energy force. I don't even know what word to use anymore. I use the word God, but it doesn't feel powerful enough. The word universe doesn't feel powerful enough. It just doesn't feel like there's a word powerful enough to use when I'm speaking about this source energy that we all are. And oh my goodness, I just really saw last night that I attracted the things into my life that were so difficult. And that was a really big thing, because we can blame other people all we want, but until we get to that space where we take full responsibility, then we're stuck in this victim energy. And it's not, what am I trying to say? It's not easy, but I actually believe it's way easier than I've made it. And that's the exciting part. That is the exciting part, because I have been journaling and drawing and writing books, and everything that I do comes from this space of how hard life is. And then I see that there are these steps. Okay, well, we need to face the pain. We need to feel the pain. We need to see the pain. We need to know that it's not our fault that other people hurt us. Like, there are so many beautiful steps that I saw that I did with myself, and they're all very, very valid. But what if it doesn't have to be as hard as I made it? What if we can actually tune into this energy that we are, so that it doesn't have to be this big, huge process? And I know it's possible, because I used to live this work. I used to do this work, but interestingly enough, I was not, I had not yet seen where I was allowing. And if we're allowing something, it's because we believe we deserve it. And I just want us all to sit with that right now. We receive what we believe we deserve. And that's not in this, oh my God, how can I do this? Why do I do this? It's like, this is good freaking news. Because if we receive what we believe we deserve, what we actually have to do is start believing something different. But what I was not doing was going deep enough into the moment to really tune in with what that is. I've kind of been doing this surface work, and I actually thought I was doing really, really deep work until I started to do Joe Dispenza's work these last couple days, and I'm like, holy mother of God, this is way deeper than what I've been doing. This is way deeper than anything I've seen before. His work is legit. His work is like, I don't even know what to say about it. It's incredible. And I used to do work that was similar, but it was not as powerful. And the interesting thing about this also that I realized last night is, through my whole life, I've been attracted to everything, you know, relationships, friendships, systems, ways of living, churches, people, whatever it was, everything that I was attracted to was built on this very rocky foundation of not getting deep enough and not letting go of old addictions and old beliefs. It was like everything I was attracted to was built on a very rocky, rocky foundation. And now when I'm watching Joe Dispenza, I'm like, oh my God, this guy is like so heart-centered. He's so deep in this work. He so believes in the magic, and he sees it over and over and over. He's got story after story and years of data and research that prove that this is all true. He knows this is true. He's been to that space. He does this deep work. He isn't a man that, you know, he's not stuck in addictions. He's not a womanizer. He's not using any excuses. He's doing the work. And that showed me that I'm ready to do something really new and really beautiful and really fucking powerful, because for the first time, I feel attracted to something that is not built on a rocky, rocky foundation. So I'm so excited about this, and I'm ready to create miracles in my life and help you do it in yours, because why the fuck wouldn't we? Like, why are we not doing this? And you know, I'm not here to judge anybody, because I've been the one not doing this work when I actually knew that it could be done. So no judging, no blaming. All we get to do now is sit the hell up and take our power back, but not by tracing our trauma or, you know, poking our problems. It's by finding who we truly are. And what you truly are is a whole shit ton of love. We are unconditional love. We are absolute truth. We are unbounded peace. We are ultimate joy. We are all of those things. And what we've been doing that isn't created, like, that I don't like to say the words right or wrong, but what we've been doing wrong, quote unquote wrong, is not getting deep enough. And when you're not, and not me too, like, this isn't about you, this is about all of us. We've been, or for me, I've been doing these surface meditations where, yes, I do get to these places. I've had these experiences where I'm just so in the zone, in the moment. I am the truth. I am the love. There's nothing else. I am life is. I've had those experiences. They've been incredible. They've been beautiful. But what I see is those experiences have appeared to me randomly. And now what I see is this is a steady state that we can be in. It's not about waiting for these things to find us randomly. It's about doing this and doing this and doing this until we forget that everything else can be done. Like, and that's where I am now. I've only been doing this for like, what, 2-3 days? But it's like, holy shit. Why would we ever stop? Why would we ever, ever, ever stop? And it's so beautiful, because yesterday I did this meditation and I feel like, and I'm not saying this in a judgy way, but I've mentioned this before, that a lot of people are skipping steps. You know, they're talking about finding your purpose and manifest this and do that. But the reason it's not working is because they are not going deep enough. And like I've told you, I have worked in the systems with these people, and I see why it's not working, because they are not going deep enough. They're not truly, truly listening. They're not willing and able and committing to releasing everything that is not love and truth. So their lives are built on these rocky foundations of, okay, I'm going to teach this work and I'm going to do this work, but I'm still going to drink all the time. I'm going to do this work. I'm going to teach this work, but I'm, you know, still going to be in these really, what's the word? Traumatizing relationships, like whatever it is. These people don't want to let go of those things, and that is okay. It's okay. I don't care anymore. I don't care what anybody else does. The thing I care about is my future and the work that I get to do. And the work that I've been doing has included letting go of everything that is not built on love or truth. And it's been very, very hard. It's been very, very hard, but it's so incredibly worth it, because this is where we get to build on a very, very firm, stable foundation. And this is where I feel like my life is just beginning. And yesterday I did this meditation of Joe Dispenza's, and it was about seeing your future. And I've always been very, what's the word? I don't like when people talk about manifesting. I don't like when people talk about the future. I don't like when people say live the life of your dreams. I don't like that, because it's not working, because they're not doing it from the space of this firm foundation. So, you know, if it's words that they're speaking, if it's affirmations, if it's vision boards, if it's, I mean, those things can work sometimes, but we want to get to a space where we just know. We know that it's going to work. And if it doesn't work how we see it, that's even better, because it's going to work according to the universe and whatever word you want to use there. And that's the reason that I never liked, even when I was teaching the workshops, there was a part of it about, you know, we'd put something on the screen and then we'd visualize it and then we'd, you know, imagine it coming into our lives. And I didn't like that, because it didn't feel legit. It didn't feel truthful. And I didn't like teaching that part, because I was like, why are we asking for things? If we're asking for things, we're in a state of lack, and we're just creating more lack in our lives. And I didn't have a real good awareness of it, but I just didn't like it. And interestingly enough, I am now in this place where I love the word miracle. I love the word magic, because I've done my work. I could not do that work from a space of lack, from a space of wanting and needing. And that's why I didn't like those words before, because my life was built on trauma. My life was built on a rocky foundation, because there were things happening in my life that I was never strong enough to face. You know, people in my life that had been treating me in certain ways, and, you know, a legal issue that really, really needed to be taken care of. I was never strong enough to face those things, so I always swept it under the rug. And as long as I swept it under the rug, I was building my whole freaking life and my whole freaking future on a rocky foundation. And now that I've taken care of these things, I have faced these things, now I feel ready. I feel ready because I don't know. It's like you get to this place where you just feel whole. You just feel whole. It's like there's nothing that I could ever need or want from this place, because I have everything that I need. I have everything I want. It's a beautiful, beautiful place to be. And then from this place, you can start to dream new dreams and watch them come to life. And that's what's been happening these last couple days for me. When Joe Dispenza was talking about see your future and what you want to create, I was like, I had a lot of fear. I've always been afraid that if I see my future, I'm going to find out that something bad happens to my kids, and I don't want to know that. And that's not what seeing your future is about. It's not about predicting the future. It's about seeing this beautiful future. Well, what if we actually get to, and I'm not saying that, you know, things are going to happen that are out of our control. But if we can be in this space of love, no matter what happens, it's not going to pull us from our purpose. If our purpose is to build a world full of love and truth, we're going to stay in this space of love and truth. And so no matter what it is that happens, yeah, things are hard. Our human parts are going to feel these things, but we don't have to stay there. Because when we're living our dreams, a life of purpose, then everything is magical. Because every day we're in that space with love and truth. We know what we are. And that's when all of this stuff that is so beautiful and magical, that's when it starts to run to us. We don't even have to do it. You don't have to plan. You don't have to try. You don't have to say affirmations. You don't have to make a vision board. You don't have to do anything. All we ever have to do is become the love that love is attracted to become the abundance that abundance runs to. Like, this is just so beautiful and this is so magical. And now I'm like, well, of course, this is what I get to do with people. I just had to really, really sit yesterday through that meditation and just see my future. And I saw myself on a stage. And I've seen this since I was a little girl. But for the first time, it wasn't this chaotic thing. It wasn't a lack thing. Like, I need to do this because I need to be seen and I need to be known and I need to be famous. It wasn't that. And every time I would see my potential and that vision, I would get afraid. Because, well, in order to be on stages and to help millions of people around the world, which is what I always believed I was here to do, well, what does that mean? I don't want to get really, really busy. I don't want to lose a connection with my kids. You know, it's like, I would always come up with the problems instead of just really, really getting excited about the possibility. Or it's like, I needed it in order to be happy, in order to prove people that I was worthy, in order to get love and appreciation. So either one of those sides was me not believing that we can live our dreams. And when we find our dreams, they're going to be free of chaos. They're going to be like, I've just got such a strong belief, and I know that it's shifting and I feel it, but I had such a strong belief that life had to be so hard. There had to be such huge challenges, but I'm creating that by believing that. So now I get to start believing that I get to have this beautiful dream life where, yes, I get to be on stages, but when I'm on those stages, the people in the audience are healing. They're healing physically, emotionally, mentally. They are healing. And then when they leave, they also know that they they can heal others. Like, what better gift is there to give to the world than to wake people up to their potential that they can heal themselves and they can heal others? And I mean, I've done this for years. I think it was 10 years that I had a body talk practice. Well, I saw nothing short of miracle after miracle after miracle. I saw miracles in my own life. I saw miracles in everyone else's lives, like incredible spontaneous healing. And I could tell story after story after story of the things that I saw and the things that I experienced. And weirdly, so much fear pulled me out of that world. But that world wasn't built on truth, because that was a rocky system. Now I get to create my own, which is what I've always known I was, well, not always, but for years, I've known I was here to do it. I'm just like, wow, this is so incredibly magical. So this is what we get to do, is we get to do this work together where we truly get to heal ourselves. We get to develop our intuition so we can hear our own messages. And then if we want, we can create careers based on this. And it doesn't have to be a career of healing others. Maybe you want to do something else, but it's all about creativity and intuition, insights, magic, healing, creating a life that we just don't believe can be created. So my miracle life is me just, and I feel it. I feel it. And I feel how fun it is. I get to have the money to take my kids on fun adventures. I get to travel when I want to travel and enjoy the travel, enjoy staying in hotels, enjoy going to new places, enjoy having new audiences every time that are so committed to doing this work, and enjoy hearing back from these people about their experiences and how they got the messages from Source, how they healed themselves, how they healed others, how they just built these incredibly successful businesses and magical connections. I get to find this beautiful man of my dreams who is so incredibly happy and in his own power. I don't have to be anything for him, and he doesn't have to be anything for me. And he's going to create magic in the life with me and my kids so that they absolutely love being with this person, where we can have adventures, we can go quadding. I can have this beautiful home with these windows that I see, where I can watch the sunrise and the sunset every day. So we get to create this. And I actually sat down today. Now I'm doing 2-hour meditations every day, because it takes about an hour to get to that really good deep space. So why would we stop when we get to it? So I'm going to start doing 2-hour meditations and really, really see what magic can happen. Because the interesting thing about the field, the void, the space, there is no time and space. We don't have to work in this linear 3D time. We don't have to figure out how things are going to happen. We just get to believe and be in that space of love, where our hearts are so open, where we become what we wish existed, and then it all just shows up miraculously. So I was going to do some breathing exercises. My son's coming upstairs. My kids need my attention. So I'm going to end it for today, and I will talk to you tomorrow.